If built, the controversial open-pit copper and gold mine would be one of the largest in North America, at the headwaters of Bristol Bay, upstream from the world's largest sockeye salmon run. But the Environmental Protection Agency said in a court filing Thursday it will reinstate a tool of the Clean Water Act to consider restricting mining in the region. The decision came in response to a lawsuit filed by opponents of the mine. Alana Hurley is the executive director of the United Tribes of Bristol Bay, a coalition of 15 tribes in the region. She says the news is overwhelming.
This is something that our tribes have been fighting for almost two decades now. So to know that we are getting back on the right track to finalize protections in this process is just a historic moment for Bristol Bay.
It's the latest development in a policy flip-flop between presidential administrations that spans years. The process is called a proposed determination, but is sometimes referred to as an administrative veto. Section 404C allows the EPA to restrict the disposal of dredged or fill materials in an area or deny it altogether. The EPA under the Obama administration originally proposed a preemptive veto in 2014 before Pebble submitted its permit application, but that decision was never finalized, and the Trump administration withdrew it in 2019. The agency's decision Thursday starts the process again. If finalized this time, it would provide long-term protections to the Bristol Bay waters. Hurley says the United Tribes of Bristol Bay wants to focus on updating and strengthening the protections. More than 10 years ago, tribes in the region called for the EPA to use its authority under the Clean Water Act to prohibit mining in the region. That went further than the agency's proposed determination in 2014 that only restricted certain development.
You know, we really feel like the information that's come out of the permitting process and everything that's happened in the last 7 years really warrants a broader application of those 404C protections, specifically trying to protect the headwaters area of Bristol Bay.
And while Hurley says this is a monumental moment, it isn't the end. When the EPA restarts its review, it will announce a schedule, including opportunities for public input. Governor Mike Dunleavy said in a news conference Thursday that the EPA's decision was undoing the work of the Trump administration.
Preemptive vetoes of any type, or for any project, of any permit, by any company, is dangerous. And will be opposed by our state because of the precedents that will set.
He said those precedents would be problematic for other resource development in the state. The EPA has issued final determinations under the veto process just 13 times in the 50 years of the Clean Water Act. Dunleavy criticized the Biden administration's recent moves to protect areas of the state like the Tongass and praised the Trump administration's approach to resource extraction. But the Pebble project faced major setbacks even under former President Trump. Last year, the Army Corps denied a permit for Pebble after determining that the plan for the mine would not comply with the Clean Water Act and that the project is not in the public interest. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.